Yes, hi, my name is Diana Newman, and I'm from Southwest Harbor. I was born and raised in Belfast. My father and my grandfather were from Belfast. I live on Mount Desert Island, and I'm here to extend my solidarity with the opponents of these tanks as not only a human right, but really as a moral imperative as well. I want to make the point that in spite of man-made geopolitical boundaries, the reality is that the diverse bioregions of the whole planet are intimately interconnected. Our atmosphere, our waters, our Mother Earth are one. What is done to one is truly done to all. If Mother Earth is given no standing other than as a commodity, then ultimately we will all be in peril. Sadly, the peoples of the earth have borne witness to the practices of powerful corporations, including their capacity to ignore the sovereign spirit of place and life ways specific to a region and impose a template that ushers in impacts that severely undermine the health and well-being of the natural environment and its occupants. Potential risks are treated often as inconsequential collateral damage and handed on to the inhabitants, while the monetary profits are reserved for the few. Corporations so often enter like colonizers and occupiers of old, donning a might makes right demeanor along with this is for your own good presumption. They are adept often at dividing and conquering, producing confusion, self-doubt, and separation along the way. They skillfully belittle and minimize the rights of citizens and give the earth little or no protective status beyond that which they can be legally bound to. Many engaged citizens before us throughout Maine and Canada have exercised their right of engagement in the battle to keep a similar Leviathan liquefied natural gas project out of the ancestral waters and sacred sites of Pleasant Point and out of the Gulf of Maine and Passamaquoddy Bay, which is a gem of biodiversity, including porpoise and whale migration routes. And if necessary, the activists from that region at that time prayed, sang, drummed, smoked, wept, and laughed out of turn without apology or shame. They would not be silenced, for they knew what was at stake. They and we are now the beneficiaries of their success, and we can take inspiration and lessons from their struggle. In a song written in Maine called Gracie's Dream that recounts the true and heroic story of particular Passamaquoddy women activists in Maine who helped to successfully defeat the LNG proposal, there is a stanza within that song that refers to a sacred ceremonial spot called Split Rock. And we all have our sacred spots, don't we? The song says, people, be the keepers of this gemstone of the sea. Trade not this rock you stand upon for false promises of peace. And further on, the song says, stay steady in the truth of what you know. O vigilant hearts, take heed, for there are those who would plunder paradise with counterfeit and greed. Corporate promoters often have a knack for implying that we are unsophisticated if we can't always remember their claims, numbers, and measurements. Maybe they imply we don't really know what our own experience is. They subtly patronize us, suggesting that our well-articulated concerns and earnest sensibilities are founded on superstition and lack of study. They imply that the integrity of our passion it borders on unfounded hysteria. Like agile bullying lawyers in a courtroom, they seek to weaken and damage the credibility of our individual and collective authentic testimony regarding what we already know about ourselves. They will imply to city planners that the town would be exercising unfair discrimination if their particular project is not approved, as if the existence of any other industry in the region entitles their project to be a shoo-in, some kind of illogical progression. We have every right and reasonable basis to always exercise the cautionary principle in relation to industrial projects.
Diane, would you please try and draw to a conclusion?
Okay, I will skip ahead. Thank you, citizens of this region, for defending the honor of this homeland. But when you do so here, you help us in every region of Maine For increasingly, we have on our horizon the encroachment of multinational interests exercising the same template they have used to get a foothold everywhere. Big Oil wants to reverse the flow of the pipeline to Maine to carry the dirtiest, most corrosive oil on earth. Our woodlands, mountains, rivers, and coastal communities are now at risk of open pit mining, and a 220-mile private highway and utility corridor has been proposed to go through the heart of pristine Maine. If we view these issues as being none of our business, we will all fall prey to these impacts, the impacts of these projects. I'm going to end with a Cree proverb. I'll skip ahead. Only when the last tree has died and the last fish been caught and the last river been poisoned will we realize we cannot eat money. Aho.
Thank you.